Following pushback from many agricultural federations and farmers across the province, Ontario is taking a step back from provincial policy measures. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The proposed statement would permit up to 3 residential dwellings per lot on farmland. In a statement to the Grandat 101, the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing stated they have extended the consultation period on the proposed provincial planning statement to give the public an enhanced opportunity to provide feedback. The period will now end in early August. Janet Hara, president of the Wellington Federation of Agriculture, says while they are happy the province has made the decision, there is still work to be done.
Federation of Agriculture is very pleased that the government listened to the farm organizations and all the commodity groups and pressed pause on the proposal to allow 3 residential lots on farmland. We're pleased that they hit pause, but we really want to make sure that they hit delete.
She reminds people that Wellington County is a hub of sorts for agricultural production that must be protected.
We have to be really cognizant of the fact that we can't pave over this highly fertile soil, because that soil is what feeds the people that live in Ontario. So this is a foundational resource for agriculture and food sovereignty.
Harrop continued to say if farmers could sell to developers or had building lots on farms, these building lots would have short-term economic gain. She says in the long term, it would be almost impossible to build a livestock facility or expand. Reporting for the Grandat 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.